Southern New Mexico's morning show. Good morning, Carolina, here with you. And I love nothing more than making fun of not-so-smart criminals. This young man does not disappoint me. Sounds really like something out of a nightmare. So prepare yourself. You might freak out for just a minute. But just for a minute, there's a 19-year-old guy in Cleveland. He called the cops last Thursday night around 9 o'clock and told them he had swallowed a pregnant spider and that it had given birth in his stomach. He said the tiny baby spiders were starting to crawl out of his mouth, and he could feel their legs like scratching around in his throat. Now, this is where it's okay for you to freak out, because it sounds a little bit too crazy to be true, and it's because it wasn't actually true. The paramedic showed up and he admitted that he had dropped acid about an hour before he called 911, and he's not really facing any charges at this point, but they did take him to the hospital, and the police department posted about it on their Facebook page, and they did that in hopes that it would discourage other people from experimenting with drugs. One thing this story does do is it discourages me from eating pregnant spiders.
Carolina, what's going on? How are you?
You've seen this man everywhere. Lights Out, Dexter, Sons of Anarchy, Hostages. Most recently, we know Billy Brown as Detective Nate Leahy on How to Get Away with Murder. Good morning.
Morning, morning, morning. Las Cruces, New Mexico. That's it, huh?
That's it. Home of the delicious chilies. Have you been here?
Not yet. Was in Santa Fe a couple years ago working. Been through Albuquerque, you know, on cross-country drives, but have not been blessed with the Las Cruces chili. Not yet. I'm going to have to make a trip.
You're going to have to come down, and then the hard decision is red or green.
I'm kind of a yes guy. I take them both.
Oh, I like your style.
Tell me what you want.
I want pizza. I like pizza. I like it.
We need two big pizzas, man.
Hey, you ate all the pizza. We left you some crust.
Classic Hits 98.7. We are talking about National Deep Dish Pizza Day, and people are getting a little crazy with their pizzas lately. There's been the great pineapple debate, and now people putting peeps on pizza. Tell me, what's the nastiest pizza you've seen?
They put gummy bears, gummy worms, Sour Patch Kids, barbecue sauce, and pineapple. They call it the sweet and sour surprise.
No, 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 no. Tell me you didn't try it. Ugh.
On a dare. It took a triple dare for me to try it, and I will never eat it again.
Yeah, I can't say I blame you on that one. That sounds horrible. All right, let's take another one. Classic Hits 98.7. Let's talk about the disgusting pizza that you've seen. Tell me about it. What was on it?
Peas and Miracle Whip.
Peas and Miracle Whip? Who on earth? Who did that?
It was my grandmother. I guess when they were kids, they used to make pizza a lot.
Uh-huh.
Actually went out and bought it or anything. It was all homemade, and they have a garden. And my papaw one day was like, hey, why don't we try some green beans? And she was like, green beans? No, let's not do that. And he was like, well, what about these peas? And he pulled out a can of peas. And they said, yeah, let's try it. And they didn't have any, marinara sauce, so he used Miracle Whip. It was disgusting. I could not believe it.
Yeah, typically grandmas are, like, really good cooks, but I think that's one Sunday dinner I'm going to avoid. Thanks, Grandma! Happy National Deep Dish Pizza Day. It's Classic Hits 98.7.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life.
He came home one night dead drunk.
Babbling drunk.
You're drunk!
She's going to be drunk and stupid now.
Drunk and angry and stupid.
Really drunk.
No, I'm not.
You stupid fool.
Classic Hits 98.7. Good afternoon, Carolina here with you. And you know, I love nothing more than making fun of criminals who are not so smart. Let's talk about this one. The Herald claiming that Jasper, Indiana police recently arrested a drunk Taco Bell worker after she yelled and insulted customers. She blew a .09 before being charged with public intoxication and disorderly conduct. 36-year-old woman did not say why she got drunk before work, but I'm guessing that it's because she was going to work at Taco Bell. Classic Hits 98.7. So if your weekend plans involve the movie theater, couple new releases that you can look forward to this weekend. First, we've got Smurfs, The Lost Village. It's rated PG. Gargamel trying to capture the Smurfs so he can become the most powerful wizard in the world.
Smurfs. My holy grail. The gold at the end of my rainbow. The most potent, magical ingredient in the world.
Next slide. Imagine the power in 100 of them combined. My plan is simple. Find Smurf Village, capture all the Smurfs, drain them of their magic, and finally, use that magic to become the most powerful wizard in the world!
And that one's going up against Going in Style. This one's rated R. Morgan Freeman, Michael Caine, Alan Arkin, and Anne Margaret starring in this one. Basically, after finding out that a company they worked for will no longer honor their pensions, Willie, Joe, and Albert decide to get their money back by robbing a bank.
Can I tell you that those guys in the bank have machine guns?
You told us 6 times already.
It keeps going in my head over and over.
Maybe you're having a stroke.
Here you go, boys. Always have your pie. Life is short.
Well, thanks for the reminder.
She's right, you know. We should be having our pie and eating it.
So that's what you can look forward to this weekend at the movies. It's Classic Hits 98.7. Classic Hits 98.7 playing movie clip trivia. Your chance to win a limited edition 50th anniversary deluxe CD from the Grateful Dead. It's a 2-disc collection. And since we're doing Grateful Dead CDs, this week I'm doing movies with Dead in the title. Let's see what this one is rated at today.
Movie knowledge, easy.
All right, yeah, so this one, yeah, this is pretty easy. Here's your movie clip.
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
If you know what that movie is, give me a call right now, 524-4560, for your chance to win that Grateful Dead CD collection. If you can identify that movie clip, good luck. Classic Hits 98.7, who's this?
This is Tabitha.
Tabitha, can you identify that movie clip?
Is it Night of the Living Dead?
It is indeed Night of the Living Dead.
Awesome.
Whew, I thought that one was going to be easy. Apparently not.
I thought so too, yeah.
Were you like, oh, somebody's already got it by now, I'm not going to bother calling?
Yeah, and then I just heard you. I was like, well, I guess I'll give it a shot.
Well, it paid off because you just scored yourself that Grateful Dead CD collection.
Awesome.
Yeah, fantastic. So who, I guess, picks the hardest movie clips ever to try to guess?
98.7 Classic Hits.
Blink 182 coming into town. And I'm lucky enough to have on the line with me right now, Mark from Blink 182. Mark, good afternoon.
Hello, Carolina. How are you today?
I'm great. I'm so excited to have you on the phone. I've been a Blink fan since I was, as my daddy would say, knee-high to a grasshopper. So I'm super stoked.
Oh, cool.
Now, I want to do something a little different with you today, if we can. I'm a big fan of game shows. Okay. So I would like to play All the Small Things with Blink 182.
Okay,
so the way this works, I'm going to give you 30 seconds for you to name as many small things as you possibly can.
Okay.
It seems simple enough, but we'll see if you're up for the challenge. You good?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, ready, set, go.
An atom, a baby, a thimble, a mouse, a thumbtack, a needle, a leaf, a small pebble, a smart car, modern cell phones, the chip inside the computer, a pinky. What else? My sense of existence.
Well, there you go. That's a good one to end on right there. All the Small Things with Blink 182.